Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lacklustre United make it their worst start in almost 30 years. Sturridge pops up with the goal of the season contender, and Kane scores two, but did he convince? Hello and welcome to Game Week 7 of Fantasy Football Noise. Yes, indeed, that was Game Week 7, and this is Fantasy Football Noise, the show where three rank amateurs attempt to pick apart our fantasy football fortunes. I'm John Nichols, and with me, as always, are Steve Baker hello. And Wayne Mitchell. How are you, chaps?
Hello, hello. I thought you were going to do individual intros there. Sorry, John, that's why.
I decided to merge you both this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, very good.
I think it's confused matters, but it's fine, you know. I'd like to mix it up.
It's not in the script, is it?
Did no. It last week that way. You didn't notice.
No. Paying just little scant attention to you as usual.
very wise. What did we think about this weekend, boys? It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was a good one, not for me personally, but it was good to see, and good to see a couple of heavyweights going at it at Stamford Bridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Do you want to start there, or do you want to start at the London Stadium?
When you say it was a good one though, Jay, what did you think was good? Because I personally didn't think there were any games that massively stood out to me as, oh, wow, they were stunning games.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed Chelsea-Liverpool, and I thoroughly enjoyed Bournemouth-Palace. Those are the two games I watched in full and thoroughly enjoyed them, yeah. I also love any time when Man United lose, get embarrassed. Those are probably my three highlights.
What's that? A Liverpool fan wanting to start with Man United losing at the London Stadium?
Curious.
On their own podcast?
They do look shit though, don't they, boys?
Shit, yeah. Really poor. Really poor. No, no leadership. But is it any surprise? Mourinho, he's just cuts a figure of a morose, miserable, petulant fucker. It's just presumably just losing the dressing room.
Belligerent.
I'm no body language expert, but if I wanted to act like a cunt, that would be my body language.
Do you think he's still smarting over tripping over that barrier in
that was
wherever
so
it was?
Good at Heathrow Airport. Yeah.
So good. Peanut. I think he's smarting over not being allowed to bring in all the players he wanted. Hence,
he's just acting like a fucking child.
Hence starting Scott McTominay in defence.
At centre half.
Bailly on the bench. What's that about?
He did it the week before. Didn't he put Matic centre-half the week before?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, something like that. Oh, it's just...
God's sake.
It's just amazing. Well, it's wonderful to watch, but some of their defending was incredible. West Ham just took them apart. They were like statues at time. Weren't they?
So are we saying on the back of that, there's not a single United player that we'd now have in our fantasy sides?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I haven't got one.
Why would you?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, you couldn't have one.
You couldn't. Even De Gea now, I think he's gone. I mean, he was
too
my,
unreliable, yeah.
He was my wanker of the week, and I'm happy to say I picked up a point for that.
Very good.
Yeah, but on Arnautovic's goal, I thought he took really well, but that ball in from Noble, it was perfect, but there was so much room, you know. There was just acres.
Could have taken a touch and headed it over the line.
It was a training pitch goal, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
It's just a casual, decent
no
pass.
Commitment.
Yeah,
they've got Chelsea in a couple of weeks, and then but they've got two home games against Newcastle and Everton. But even then, Newcastle and Everton will be absolutely delighted that they've got United at this stage at Old Trafford, because anyone now thinks that they can go to Old Trafford and win, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Now, Jay, I want to talk objectively about Liverpool, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also watched all of Chelsea-Liverpool.
What?
It was an entertaining game. I enjoyed it very much. I was not impressed with Liverpool one bit, in truth.
Really?
I think that...
What about Chelsea... Robertson? Robertson played well.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some okay performances, but I didn't think they looked like a top-of-the-table side. And I looked back at their fixtures, and actually they've had a fairly easy run of things, haven't they? Oh. And I think Chelsea, apart from Sturridge's obvious wonder goal, they didn't really do very much. And what they did create, they were profligate with. So Salah had a couple of chances. One
he
blasted into Rose Z.
Absolutely.
And they're the kind of positions he was getting in last season and would have scored, without doubt.
I think it's absolutely fair criticism to say that Salah is far from on form at the moment.
I thought Mane was pony.
I've dropped him out of my side as well. So I'm not convinced that he's the best way to spend 9 point whatever he is at the moment in the game.
More.
But
10, isn't he?
Ten now, plus, is he?
Yeah. No, I agree. But we still made quite a few chances. And like I say, you know, last season Salah was putting those chances away. So really and truly, as a whole side, I think we're playing pretty well. Our defence is overall looking really good, apart from that one. Well, there were two times, weren't there, when there was another occasion when Hazard was through and you thought, this is it, game over, and Alisson pulled off a super save. But I think generally the whole side's playing quite well, but the front three not quite firing at the minute.
Mitch, what did you think of Chelsea? Did you enjoy the way Kovacic is the quarterback?
I liked watching Chelsea, and I thought they were strong throughout. I thought they were solid and creative. Obviously, I think actually they'd be in trouble if Hazard gets injured. And if they were without him, I think they would be in trouble. Because he was... I think I used exactly this sentence last season. He was everywhere. Everything they did, he was unplayable at the moment. He's absolutely on fire, isn't he? Hugely
impressive.
He's
a fantasy must, isn't he?
I think so now, yeah. If he's not in your side, he's this season's Salah.
Yeah, correct. Exactly right.
I think
plus
so.
You've got 2 extra million in your skyrocket.
Yeah. Southampton, Burnley, Palace, Everton, as well as United at Old Trafford in the next 5.
Is that
Come
right?
on. If you haven't got him.
Yeah.
Surely.
What is his ownership at the minute? It must be pretty high.
I don't know. It must be building. And while you look at that, did you
41%.
Also enjoy... How much?
41%.
Bloody hell, that has gone up. Did you also like the way that David Luiz sprays his passes from centre half? He's commanding at the moment. He's reborn, I think.
He is tremendous.
Did he stand out to me?
Was I paying attention?
Is he the fella with the big hair?
No, I know exactly who he is. The last piece. He did look quite impressive. I think I think he tackled well. I think, but I'll tell you what, I didn't look at him and think, whoa, he's got to go in my side.
You fancy him?
No.
not
that kind
he's
of
He's a bit all right.
Actually, yeah, if I were a bird, I don't think I would fancy him.
No, I don't think I'd fancy him. He's got quite smooth skin.
Yeah.
Unusually smooth skin.
He's got that going for him.
Yeah. The thing is, I think he's probably quite handsome, but with that silly, silly hair...
You can't tell with a barnet, can you?
Can we bring it back to Footballing Matters? I thought some of his long-range passes were excellent. Excellent. Thanks.
I thought Liverpool improved when Keita came on. Did they not?
Yeah. Yep, definitely did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And we have to talk about Sturridge's goal. Goal of the season so far?
Yeah, undoubtedly. There was no right to even attempt that shot at that moment of the game. There was no one on the pitch who thought, oh, he's about to shoot here.
Yeah.
No.
I think the defender, I can't remember who he was up against, but I think the defender...
Kante?
Yeah, that's it. Omitted to notice that he's got a pretty good left foot.
Yeah.
If he was a right footer, he would have stood no chance. Kante had that covered, but just popped it on his left, looked up, dink. Yeah. Amazing.
Again, another training ground goal, wasn't it? It was so relaxed.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think given the form of the other three clowns at Liverpool,
Klopp
must be thinking, well, should I give this lad a chance? He's only played 25 minutes this season so far. Sturridge. Yeah.
Two goals. 12 and a half minutes per goal.
Per goal, yeah.
Of Premier League time.
Yeah.
I think he's scored... I think he scored about four goals in pre-season as well. And he scored in the League Cup as well, didn't he? So,
yeah.
Definitely knocking on the door.
Shall I tell you about a game I watched? I watched Arsenal-Watford. And I have the same emotion that I had after the Arsenal-Everton game in that...
Which was?
The other side are better. Watford are a good team. And I have to say, Mr. JC Holobas is a super player.
Mm.
I take everything back I said about Holobas.
Mm. When I told you I put him in my draft.
Yeah.
Can I ask a potentially naive question?
Yes.
When I watched the highlights, there was a player that had on his back the name...
I know what you're going to say. Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
Was that Holobas but spelt in a Cholivas. Funny foreign way? Yeah, Cholivas. Yes.
A funny Why? Foreign way. Yeah, I've asked the same question. I don't know. That must just be the way you spell it in... Is it Mexico he's from? I'm not sure. But I don't understand why... I don't understand why it gets translated.
No, ridiculous.
We've mentioned this on previous shows, haven't we? Why does anything get translated in different language? Yeah. If that's your name, that's your fucking name.
This is... Brexit Britain,
yeah,
and you spell it in the anglicised way, or don't bother. Get yourself back to Mexico.
Yeah, it does seem strange. Should we talk about our own teams, boys? We haven't talked about how we got on.
Talk about the Swans, if you like. Oh, not that team.
I didn't mean that, mate. No, literally no one cares, Baker.
I'm bringing up the rear this week, I'm afraid. I only managed to score 51 pointos, so blanks from everyone apart from Laporte, Captain Hazard and Zaha. I guess Lacazette's assist also counts as a score, but everyone else was a two or a three-pointer.
I think you can consider yourself unlucky there, mate, because Lacazette could have easily had a hat-trick.
I know. Particularly the header. I think he should have scored the header. I was out of my seat at the point that he headed it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And his chip when he was through, I know it's not an easy chance, but you would have fancied most Premier League strikers to get that in. He's done the hard bit. It just needed a little flick, didn't it? And
So that was my substitution this week. So I brought in Lacazette for Firmino.
Firmino
as I
gone.
Would do.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Cool. And Mitch, how did you get on?
I think I am in second. I had 60 points. A good proportion of those points, thanks to the... we ought to have a little theme tune for this, I think. The Fantasy Football Noise Surgery, where you told me to bring in Doherty over Ings.
We
Doherty,
did.
12 points, including 3 bonus. Ings, 2.
And now you owe me and Steve a tenner each.
No, that
You're
wasn't
welcome.
Bent,
not only
if you
that,
remember.
You're welcome.
Not only that, did he see how good they are?
So
A,
good.
But B, that Doherty passed it to Johnny.
To Johnny, yeah. I was thinking of you boys as
to
that
nutmeg.
Yeah. Yeah. Doherty had a really... Well, they both had a really good game, actually.
Yeah.
They were impressive, weren't they?
They were. Yeah,
really. Enjoyable to watch. Unlike their fellow promoted sides who are chronic to watch, Wolves are actually entertaining to watch.
Really good.
Best ever promoted side. They'll finish in the top 10. I'll say it again. I'm quite happy for that.
Yeah.
Happy
I've got my eye on. Now, one of the other players before the season that the Wolves fans were talking very fondly of was Cavallero, who I think hasn't played yet, has he, until
scored with his first touch.
Yeah, first touch of the season.
Came off the bench, didn't he? Yeah.
So if he's going to keep playing, and he is as good as the Wolves fans were telling me pre-season, he's also very cheap. So I think he's only 5 or 5.1 million. So I think I might consider bringing him in as a bench warmer, given the Wolves' form.
An enabler.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I also thought Adama Traore looked bloody good.
He's really good. He's been coming off the bench.
How quick is
every
he?
Game.
Yeah, bombing
he's
down the
so
road.
So fast.
Very quick, yeah.
So quick. Yeah, superb. Yeah. Unfortunately, from a fantasy point of view, he only ended up with 1 point, but I thought he looked really good, so I should imagine his underlying stats are quite ominous for future weeks. But
yeah. Whenever he comes on, he's a real influencer. He's been used off the bench by the manager most of the season, and they've got Palace, Watford and Brighton in their next three.
Are we being slightly generous to them, though, in that Southampton were shit, weren't they?
Ah, shit.
They've won 6 games in their last 42 league matches.
Is that right?
How are they in this division? They're awful.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be in it much longer.
And how about you,
Jonathan,
Jay?
Jonathan, how did you get on, yes?
I got 65 I ended up with, but I did...
Take any hits?
I did take a hit, so 61.
How many?
Yeah. Just the one.
Beating me by 1 point, you fucker.
Yeah. Talk me through your subs, mate.
Beat you by 1 point.
What transfers?
I realised, I accepted that Lukaku was a mistake. I actually predicted in my predictions league that I'm in, I predicted that United were going to lose to West Ham, and they did. I just thought, no. He looked like such a lump in the previous game. I had to have Aguero back in for their home game against Brighton. So I brought in Aguero. And if I'd had enough money, I would have left it at that. But I was 0.1 short, probably through leaving it to the end of the week. So I swapped Madison for Richarlison because I also really fancied him to have a field day against Fulham's defence, which he didn't. But I'm happy enough with that moving forward.
Yeah.
That's fine. Everton still got the tail end of a good run of fixtures, I think, haven't they?
They do, yeah, no, they're fine.
So, yeah, that was it, really. I had Patricio and Doherty at the back.
Lovely.
Obviously, I got Hazard, but I captained Aguero. So, yeah, and I got my bench choices all right, thankfully. Milner, Alonso, Wan-Bissaka and Hennessy all scoring ones and twos.
I missed the cocking Everton's first clean sheet and kept Pickford on my bench.
No. I can well understand why.
Yeah.
Especially with Mitro, his form going into the game.
The Everton fixtures aren't that easy. They've got Leicester away and then at home to Crystal Palace. And then they've got Man United, Brighton, Chelsea, Cardiff.
Liverpool. It's sort of like on off, isn't it?
Yeah.
On off, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a mini league update, lads?
That'd be lovely. Let's do it.
Hey, should we have a little bit of that?
Yeah.
And of course, it's Manager of the Month as well.
Ooh.
So this week's mini league
music
update
bed
is brought to you.
Did you like that music bed last week, boys?
Music bed was lovely.
We
got it on now. That's nice.
Can't you hear it?
Oh, that's beautiful. I really think it adds to the richness of the show. Actually, that bed.
Great.
And it gives you more authority as well, Baker.
If I was some sort of prissy star, I would be shouting at you two for talking over my music bed. But I'm not, so I won't.
Away you go, Baker.
Right. This week's mini league update is brought to you by the prestigious switchingenergy.co.uk, the UK's most ingenious energy switching website.
Ingenious. Lovely superlatives.
What a week it was. So we have, should we do Manager of the Month first?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that our Manager of the Month is also our weekly top scorer as well, with a late surge, a free hit. But anyway, so September Manager of the Month in fourth place with Knowing Me, Knowing You, Zaha, Greg Jackson on 289, good score. Are You Sure It's Tosin, D8 on 294. In second on 297 is Paulie Walnuts with 50 Shades of O'Shea. And our Manager of the Month and top scorer of the week with 97 is Ibrahim Siddiqui with Dyer in the booth.
Marvellous.
Isn't that marvellous? He played his free hit this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely stormed up the table. Played the free hit. Do you think he was trying to get Manager of the Month? I've had a little look, and he is first and second in a number of mini leagues. He's also in the League of Doing Bits, PBA's league, but he's 98th in that league. But his OR is 562, I think.
524.
Yeah. Which country is Ibrahim from, Baker?
I think Ibrahim is British.
Oh, excellent, fine. I was finding that out before I'd say yes, the Manager of the Month wins a mug, because it sounded like he would be from somewhere, maybe Egypt or something like that, and the shipping to Egypt is a fucking fortune. So
you don't like overseas shipments.
I was just going to sit on my hands for that, but yeah, if he's British-based, brilliant. Ibrahim, you win a mug.
Congrats.
Fantastic. if you get in touch with us at fantasy_noise, and you can then PM Mitch your details, and he will deliver.
Who did he have, Baker? Who did the damage for him?
Oh, it was all over. There were 10s and 12s and 11s all over the shop. Doherty, Trippier, Patricio, Kane, Aguero, Sterling. It was fucking amazing. 97-pointer.
Nice. Interesting, though, the free hit played at this stage of the season.
I think he's doing it just to ingratiate himself with his mini leagues to get out there. But no, cracking free hit. 97 points. We'd all be pleased with that, whatever you play it in the season, right?
Most definitely, Georgia. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. I was just tempted to go back and look at his game week 6 side and sort of see what was wrong with it and why he did that.
He can overanalyze sometimes.
Because he's going back to, obviously, that team.
While you do that, I can tell you that he's shot up the overall standings in the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League to second spot on overall 5-2-1.
Nice.
He's joined in the top five. So down this week is James Mackay in fourth with Kay Hills and I on 5-1-3. Dave G scoots up to third with Alice in Wonderland, 5-1-7. Ibrahim is second, and then our leader continues to be Cedric Vantaragram with 5-2-5.
Marvellous.
What an enormous score. A ridiculously enormous score.
And I've looked at the average of the top five leagues, and they are north of 550 for the average score for the top five.
Wow.
So our average score is just short of 520.
We're getting there. Getting there. Pretty good representation.
Yeah.
Bad.
Thank you to everyone. I'm sorry that we can't replicate our performance.
And we do, I think, at the end of that update, Baker, it's worth reminding everyone to go to switchingenergy.co.uk, the UK's most ingenious energy switching website, to switch if you're Britain-based. Because remember, if we can get up to, what was the number? I think 20 switches, wasn't it? Then another 350 smackaroonies goes into the prize pot.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Cracking.
And if we do that, if we get that, that's when we can start giving out monthly Manager of the Month prizes. Cash.
Yeah.
Actual cash.
Actual cash.
Hard.
Otherwise, just a reminder, it's 200 for the winner, and did we say 100, and then 50 for second and third?
Something like that.
Correct.
Yeah, top three. So,
guys, what do you think about Harry Kane? Is he back on form, or is he just playing against the shit Huddersfield?
I still didn't think he looked very good.
I didn't think so either.
No, it was unconvincing. It was a good penalty, but it wasn't convincing.
Yeah.
Lovely header as well.
I think a good header.
Spurs overall are looking fairly unconvincing. I mean, the end of last season they were looking good, but they've really shown not a lot so far.
No. Just a couple of times when Kane was through on goal, he just seemed to be running slowly and it just didn't... Obviously he's got in double figure haul, but... No, I'm still not convinced. I'm still not rushing to get him in my side.
While we're at the John Smiths, did you see Larry of Brest absolutely whack it against a crossbar?
Rattled the crossbar, didn't he?
What a lovely volley that was.
It was. Deserved a goal, didn't it? I thought it was...
Unlucky, Larry.
Yeah. Keep trying.
He's a big unit, isn't he, Larry?
He is.
He's a big fella, yeah.
What else caught the eye this week? I thought Sterling, as much as I'm not his biggest fan, I have to say I thought he looked really good.
Yeah,
He's on my list. I'm thinking about bringing him in as well. Arnautovic, Sterling, the Wolves boys. I'm not sure where to go.
I'm thinking I might swap Sterling for Mane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
lovely.
Mean the other way around? Swap Mane for Sterling. Bring him in. Yeah.
Have you got some surplus funds? But he's a reliable FPL point scorer, isn't he? It seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's kicked on again this year. His touch is looking really good. His dribbling runs are excellent. His decision making seems better. I thought he did so well. Did you see the speed and the length of the run he made to score his goal? Absolutely surged.
The speed was enormous, wasn't
it? From his own half. Yeah, no, he did really, really well.
And what about Leicester's performance up at Newcastle? I tell you, Madison is looking like a super player, isn't he?
He is, absolutely. And Maguire, what a game Maguire had.
Yeah.
Tremendous tackles, got the assist, and he got his goal. He's got to be.
So when I watched the highlights, I was expecting to see Newcastle absolutely torn apart, looking as hopeless as you can imagine. Because I was watching...
No, they played well.
Yeah, I was watching Sky Sports News on Saturday afternoon, and Paul Merson was absolutely head in his hands about Newcastle. Oh, I've never seen a worse performance in my life. They're terrible. I can't believe they're in this league. I've never seen a worse performance in this Premier League. That's not Premier League. That's, you know, League One. On and on and on he went. And I thought, oh, this would be a great game to watch because they're going to get absolutely torn a new one. But they were okay. They were fine.
Not for someone who was such a good footballer.
Wasn't shocking.
Have you ever seen a bigger wanker now that he's retired?
A worse pundit.
Do you think that's just what they teach you at pundit school, though? Be controversial, be a bit of a wanker.
I do like that clip of Keezy and Andy Gray at pundit school. That was a good segment, wasn't it?
That was
back when
it?
They were allowed to be funny.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was superb. And what about Ozil? 2-3, two and three Premier League games now.
Pick of the bunch, I think, at the Emirates, out of a relatively poor performance from Arsenal. But no, he is looking quite good, I'm afraid to say.
And Ramsey, who was our hot tip, subbed off. Disappointing. Didn't look great, did he, in the first half?
I'm afraid he didn't. He's in the right position to be a fantasy point scorer as an attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
But he's not doing the business at the moment.
No. Oh, and something I wanted to just ask you guys. I saw Isaac Success playing for Watford.
What does success look like?
Looks like that. And I just wanted you to remind me what his misdemeanour was. We talked about him last season. And at the time, I don't think I'd heard of him, but I know Wayne, you'll remember. What did he
took a prostitute back to his hotel room, and then either she failed to do what he wanted her to, and he asked for his money back, and she wouldn't give him his money back, so he called the police. A simple transaction gone wrong, the poor fella.
See, your heart goes out to him.
What about caveat emptor, let the buyer beware?
Correct, yeah.
Right, gents. Shall we have a little bit of trivia?
Oh, let's do it.
Love to.
Pens at the ready.
I've got one. It's a hopefully fairly gettable one this week for you if you want, boys.
Okay.
Basically looking for the top six players in terms of goal contribution since the start of last season. So that's goals and assists total. Top six. I'd like to think you get these reasonably swiftly.
Okay. Well, added together.
Yeah.
So 20 goals and 20 assists equals 40.
Well done. Are you in the financial industry?
I know. I thought I'd give myself an easy example. It's when you guys come up with the sums that I struggle.
Excellent. Right. Well, we'll see you in part two.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise.
Hello.
Looking ahead to this weekend then, gents.
It's the big one, isn't it?
Mm.
Two of the three unbeaten sides. Sunday afternoon. That is a proper Super Sunday. Now, I want to do...
As opposed to Cardiff Burnley.
Sky Sports for trade descriptions, because that was not a fucking Super Sunday. This is a Super Sunday. God,
just as well, though, wasn't it? Because it meant we could watch the Ryder Cup guilt-free.
It's true.
Just wasn't that amazing, by the way. Did you watch much of it?
What, the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rubbish. I hated every last second of it.
Oh, so good. I watched all 3 days, uninterrupted. Cleared the wife and kids out of the house.
I have to say, if there are any Americans tuned in, you probably shouldn't listen to the next 30-second segment, because
it was great.
Wasn't it fucking great to beat the Yanks?
We really, really stuffed them.
JB, did you... I imagine you probably developed bed sores across the weekend because you didn't move from your fucking armchair, did you?
Not much, no.
Outside for a bifter, maybe.
Yeah. Went outside for a couple of smokes, a little game of Cub, half-time, in between the morning and afternoon rounds on the Saturday. watched a bit of the boxing on the Friday night. Two-screen strategy for the Liverpool-Chelsea game.
Very nice.
That was good. It was a pretty good weekend, got to be honest.
Just for listeners' pleasure, every time the Ryder Cup's on, John escorts his wife and children from the house and bans them from coming back until the Ryder Cup's finished. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 72-hour... wife and child ban. It's actually not true to say, because it's the first time that I've hosted it. I normally just fuck off for 3 days and go somewhere else, but I was hosting this time. Anyway, so looking ahead, yes, Man City Liverpool is the big one. Mm.
I can see Liverpool losing.
I think Man City are favourites here.
Comfortable winners.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to agree. But we have surprised them before.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but you were on form before, weren't you?
And as we said, Salah started last season slow, so maybe that's just what he needs. He needs a big, big fixture. He needs the pressure, the big stage.
Although it was the beginning of last season, wasn't it, when Man City did stuff Liverpool 5-0, I think, didn't they?
They did, but the caveat to that is that we were probably the better side up to the point where Mane was sent off. And then it was obviously down to 10 men.
Cakewalk.
Yeah. Anyway. Complete, yeah. And we didn't have Van Dijk then.
And what about Aguero? Was he? There was talk of an injury.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, he's not 100% or something, Guardiola was saying.
Mm. Let me check.
Looks fine.
Okay.
He looks fine. Are you looking at him?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just being managed or something like that.
Gamesmanship from Pep, that's all it is.
But Sané and Sterling are looking electric, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They really and KDB are. Back in training this week.
Yeah.
I noted.
Yeah, Sané, I thought he showed exquisite skill on the ball. He was really good. Very impressive.
Do you think as a result of that matchup that we're going to get a lot of Kane transfers in and Kane captaincy going on this weekend?
Possibly. I'm just looking at the most transfers in Kane's third with 151,000.
He's got Cardiff at home. I mean, come on, it should be a cricket score. They're literally not going to win a game all season.
Yeah, then they're away to West Ham, but then they're at home to City.
Yeah, it's not the right time to bring in Kane. I'm just for me, if you haven't got him and you can't do a straight swap, you don't have enough cash in the bank. Then, for me, it's not the right time to bring him in.
It could quite easily be a hat-trick for him, couldn't it, Cardiff, though?
True, but if you've got to take a 4-point hit to get him in, he's got to return you 10 points.
You'll be 36 points up.
Because he's going to score a hat-trick and you're going to captain him.
Seems like quite good business to me.
But they're still in their away cycle, aren't they? So they've still got 3 of the next 5 are away from home. They're at the Hammers, Wolves and Palace, aren't they?
Yep.
And then they've
got
the City game.
Which are now definitely not 3 easy fixtures.
No, exactly. So I don't think it's the right time to bring in Kane unless you want a free hit. Free hit just because Kane's playing against Cardiff.
Unless you want 36 points.
Actually, maybe we should track that. We should track when to do our free hits based on massive Cardiff home away games.
Yeah.
They're away at Everton in game week 13. Anyone fancy Richarlison for 4?
That'd be nice.
Liverpool in game week 10. Oh, come on. Salah's got to keep Salah just for that. Sorry, I digress, what, Jay.
It's not a bad shout, you know.
Yeah. There we go. Cardiff fixture alert.
I'm saving mine for later in the season.
Nice goal. What's the lad's name? Murphy, was it, that scored for Cardiff?
I don't even watch him anymore.
I think it was. It was actually a good goal.
Was it?
Actually a good goal. But yeah, otherwise they were toilet.
Quick heads up for everyone this week. Don't forget it's a Friday game week. 8 o'clock kickoff at the Amex, Brighton, West Ham. So deadline 7 p.m. Friday night.
Very nice of you, Baker. What a good service.
Good citizen.
You are. I was tempted to not mention it because some of my friends and I are in a predictions league, which it's the cardinal sin to mention anything.
I'm so sorry. I've ruined
like
it.
That. But yeah. That's okay. It came from you, so that's fine.
And no Monday game, which I like, because it means it gives us a little bit more time to prepare for this show.
International break. Well, you do recognise that, don't you?
Are we not going to record next
Tuesday? No, we're recording, but that's why there's no Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I know, but that's why I like it, because it gives us more time.
It'll just be a review show next week, yeah.
Exactly, but no preview element to our show next week. We'll just be wondering why none of us brought in Kane, because he scored 5 against Cardiff.
It could easily happen.
It could happen.
Couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he scored 2. Without looking very good away at Huddersfield. Yeah. And I know they're not great, but I think Cardiff are worse. I am tempted.
Man United Newcastle looks to be a cracker. I mean, I would be very surprised if that game doesn't end up 0-0. Really, really bad football teams going onto a park, Old Trafford this weekend. And it's live on telly as well.
I would love to see Matt Ritchie pop up with one there and just nick it off them.
Yeah, it could happen, couldn't just it?
Rub their fucking noses in it.
I think even more. United fans are hoping that they lose just so that Mourinho gets sacked, because then they're fed up with the miserable bastard.
His position's virtually untenable now, surely.
Oh, come on. It must be over soon.
Come on.
I don't know how they've gotten on the Champions League tonight. We're recording on Tuesday night for everyone's benefit, but they're playing at home against Valencia, aren't they?
Yeah, I've not heard any updates.
No. How about Wan-Bissaka versus Doherty down the left stroke right, depending on which way you're looking up the pitch at Palace on Saturday afternoon?
Have we all got both those players? I have.
I have brought in... No, I haven't yet, because I'm still working out whether I'm going to do the Arnautovic thing or bring in Johnny or Doherty. I haven't worked it out yet, but I do fancy Arnautovic.
I thought you had Johnny already, actually. Basically.
No, I brought Johnny in my draft side.
Draft, okay.
Yeah. But I do fancy Arnautovic.
Yeah, I'm fancying him. He thought he looked really good, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think he's... Would you say he's probably enjoying now playing with better players? He's got Anderson and Yarmolenko with him.
Yeah, Yarmolenko looks good, doesn't he? He can't fucking score for Toffee, but he does look good.
Yeah, he never seemed to like playing with Lanzini very much, did he?
Oh, I hated him.
Yeah. We mentioned that last season, I remember, but...
It's the right time to bring in the Wolves assets, so maybe I'll take a double, but it's not right to take a double ahead of the international break, is it? Is it? Oh, I'm in a quandary, lads. Can I go in the surgery?
You've got 2 weeks to stay injury-free. It's the payoff, isn't it? I mean, I paid the price by waiting to make sure relevant protagonists were not injured, but... Ended up having to take a bloody hit because I was 0.1 short. So,
I'd start with, what is it you want to do, Baco? Who is there in your side you're unconvinced with that you want to lose?
Genuinely, are doing a surgery. Marvellous. I get my squad up. Right, I don't want Ings anymore. I don't...
Because
I think there's better options out there.
Go on then, tell me who's out there that's better than Ings, because he's extremely cheap.
Surely he's only your third striker, Baker. You're only going to play him occasionally when it's a plum home tie.
Yes.
Such as when he's at home to Newcastle in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, okay.
Followed by home to Watford.
Yeah.
there are very few strikers at that price that are regularly playing.
No, so I know, but it means...
Just Jimenez would be one I would consider switching to.
Yeah.
He's 5.6.
Yeah, but it wouldn't Wolves just be a like-for-like £5.5 million striker I would move him for. I would change the strategy slightly by having a more premium forward instead of him.
Who are your other two?
Lacazette and Zaha at the minute.
Okay.
But I'm happy with Zaha. I'm happy with Lacazette. I've just brought him in. So Ings is there. I'm not sure Fraser is going to do me... He did play well, didn't he, on Monday night?
Yeah, not as well as he has. I think perhaps teams are starting to cotton on to him being a threat. I think he was quite well marked. I thought Palace did quite a good job on him.
Mm.
But yeah, maybe Stairsy was right, but I don't know. I'm sticking with him for a bit longer.
But what I could do is I could do Salah for Sterling, and then that frees up another couple of million to spend on an Ings replacement and take a 4
Ings to Arnautovic, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's worth four points.
Salah is, I'm sorry, I mean, I love him and I really hope he does find his form, but he's definitely not justifying his price tag at the moment.
Mm-mm. No, definitely not.
And I know he did well in the big games last year, but just all we can do is look at what we've seen so far, and he's just nothing like it at the moment.
He's not
Who
worth
else is in your midfield, Baco?
I've got Richarlison, Hazard, Salah, and then Kante is my spare midfielder who sits on my bench.
Would you consider going for a fifth midfielder rather than upgrading Ings? Maybe get yourself into someone like Madison.
Swap Kante for Madison.
Yeah,
it could
and
be.
And just leave Ings as a bench warmer.
Leicester have got an amazing run of fixtures coming up. I don't know if you've looked
at it. That's very true. I think that's pretty good shout, Mitch.
Everton, West Ham, Cardiff, Burnley, Brighton, Watford, Fulham, as well as Arsenal.
Yeah.
In the next seven.
So assuming you can afford both those options, option A and option B, do you prefer the sound of Ings on the bench and Madison and Sterling in midfield, or do you prefer the sound of, what was it, Arnautovic up front?
Yeah.
Kante on the bench and Sterling.
Mm.
So it's basically Sterling and Arnautovic or Sterling and Madison.
I think I prefer... It's Arnautovic rather than Madison, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's got to be. Yeah. In terms of explosive point potential.
But then that means you've got to play your three up front, because you're not going to leave Zaha or Arnautovic on your bench, are you? I wouldn't have thought.
I might leave Zaha on the bench in a big game away from home.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably play him at home to Wolves, right?
Yeah.
As good as they are, you probably... He's a handful for anyone.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind a bit of surgery, boys.
What have you got, mate? What's your quandary?
Oh, I've still got Firmino.
Yeah.
I think my advice on that, Jay, I think the best thing you could do is to get him the fuck out of your side as quickly as you possibly can.
Yeah.
But Arsenal have got Fulham, Leicester and Palace in their next three, and then aside from the Liverpool game, but they're at home against Liverpool. And you would still fancy they'd probably score at the Emirates against Liverpool, even though they might lose. They then got Wolves and Bournemouth. So the Arsenal run of games continues. Although I've watched them twice now and I've not been impressed. But they are missing chances.
Unfortunately, I have 0.0 in the bank, so I can't swap Firmino for Laka, if that's what you were thinking.
Can you not even do that?
But I'm... Pardon?
Can you not even do that? He's much cheaper than Oba, isn't he?
He is, but he's 9.5. Firmino's 9.4.
Oh, okay.
Or well, if I sell him, I get 9.4.
Who else you got up front, John?
Aguero and Mitro. So basically, it's Firmino. I'm looking at basically between Arnautovic and Vardy. Those are my two that I'm probably considering.
Yeah, West Ham are but they're both looking good, aren't they? Leicester have got a good run. West Ham are looking good, so either
what West Ham's fixtures like.
Vardy's more expensive than Arnie, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
So take the Firmino money, get yourself into Arnie, and then you've got some spare for the midfield.
I think that's probably the way I'm leaning, actually.
Yeah, I'll second that. That's good advice, Mitch.
Okay, great. Happy days.
Lovely stuff. What wonderful service this is.
Isn't it? Free of charge. Free charge. Right, do you want to have a bash at these trivia questions, gents? And then we can review how we got on last week with Bankers and Wankers.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. So, just to remind you, we are looking for the top six scorers and assisters since the start of last season. Mm. Fairly gettable, I would like to think. Wayne Mitchell, start us off.
I'm not going to go obvious. I'm going to start with Christian Eriksen. Shit.
No score.
Harry Kane.
Is number two on the list. Would you like to have a guess?
Assist plus goals.
Assist plus goals. Should we just do... You just give me the... Since that's what it's ranked by, you give me the total.
37.
Oh, Wayne, I'll tell you that's close. Do you want to have a bash?
Oh, how many scored? Yeah, I'm going to go... I'm going to go higher. I go 38, actually.
On the nose. Excellent. But still, that's a point for Baco. Well done.
Yep. Okay, Wayne, I will guess? Go obvious then. I'll go Salah.
Very good.
Yep, and
he's top. Combined.
Goal. 32 last season, wasn't it? And then he must have had 10. So I'm going to go 45.
46.
On the nose.
46.
46 it is, yeah, absolutely. Baker, your second attempt?
Let's go KDB.
It's not there, I'm afraid. That is a blank for you. The score is 1-1 after two attempts.
I shall therefore go for Raheem Sterling.
You are correct. And what would your guess at his total be?
I am going to go for 39.
39. Baker?
I'm going to go 35.
You have it on the nose again, sir.
Wow.
22 goals, 13 assists. Baker, your third guess, please.
Can I say... I want to say Aguero.
I think you should say that.
Okay, Aguero.
He's fourth.
Very nice.
Do you want to have a guess?
33, please.
Okay. Wayne Mitchell?
He was injured for a bit of last season, wasn't he? So, yeah. I'm going to go 30.
It's 34. Oof. Some really, really lovely guessing. Two more to get.
I will go for Leroy Sané.
Excellent. He's next. He's fifth on the list.
I thought you'd do well at this one, boys. I'll go for 32.
Okay.
29.
28.
Oof.
11 goals and 17 assists.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Most assists of anyone since the start of last season, Sonny. Very good.
I will...
And Baco.
I'll finish this off with Eden Hazard.
Oh, no, he's not there. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he was my last one as well, so I better get thinking. How about
Mitch? You're up 3-2. Chance to clinch it here.
Bobby Firmino.
No.
What about Mane at Liverpool?
No. Striker.
Vardy.
No.
Lacazette.
No.
Just shouting names now, aren't you?
Strikers specifically.
Lukaku.
Lukaku it is, yes.
That's unbelievable. He's now.
And I'm going to go for. So what was Sane? He was 28, was he? So I'll go for 25.
Okay, Baco.
24.
27.
Ooh.
20 goals and 7 assists. There you go. Well done, Mitch. You take it. While we're speaking of scoring, I don't think we've had an updated head to head between us, the three of us.
I know I've got one.
Yeah, we'll tot it up and we'll have that for next time.
Bankers and Wankers, let's have a look at what we had last week, shall we?
Yeah, bring it up. Bring up Bankers and Wankers.
So Mitch and I had Bernardo Silva as our bankers, perhaps slightly naively.
Wrong, wasn't it?
Yep.
What do you get? 3?
Yeah. And JB, you had Laka. Five.
Yeah. How many did he end up with?
5 points, I'm afraid.
Oof.
No good. And then I think we've got a clean sweep of wankers.
Nice.
Salah for Mitchell. JB, you went for David De Gea. Well done. And I went for Mitro at Everton. All of them.
And what was the
shite?
What was the threshold?
All of them shite.
Two points, wasn't it? 3 points.
I think we said it had to be three, didn't we?
Three, yeah.
Three or lower, yeah.
Marvellous.
Who are we going to go for this week?
I'm going for Kane and Mane. Kane and Mane. So Kane is going to be my banker. I think he's going to do well at Cardiff. Mm-hmm. And I think Mane is going to suffer at the hands of Manchester City.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I'm going to go Trippier for banker. And I am going to go... I actually haven't had Lukaku yet. So I'll take him, please.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, fair shot.
JB?
I'm going to go Kane and I'm going to back Liverpool Edison as my wanker.
Ooh.
Kane and Edison.
Ballsy.
See how that works out. Yeah, there you go. All right, boys. Another enjoyable show. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
Pleasure. We will be back next Wednesday with our Game Week 8 review show. And then we'll try to squeeze in a Game Week 9 preview show at some point the following week at the end of the international break. But we can never guarantee it. We always feel a bit lackluster, don't we, ourselves, in the international break.
Maybe we'll have a little break ourselves.
Who knows? Who knows?
Keep in touch, everyone, at fantasy_noise on the Twitter.
And remember to visit switchingenergy.co.uk, the UK's most ingenious energy switching website.
And don't forget, we love a funny story. We've had a bit of a paucity of funny stories. We've had one or two sent in, but we like to keep the bar extremely high, don't we? So we would love to hear your stories, and you can send those to us via email. We are fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com.
We like to keep the bar extremely high and the editing complexity extremely low.
Yes, ideally. Effort levels extremely low. Right. Until next week, I bid you adieu. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Bye.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are the Media Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.